Well, I think some men do, like, they don't want to address it, but this is what
I've heard. One of my first patients when Viagra came out, they would say, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for intercourse. And this one guy, he was in his 70s, and he says, Dr. Kirk, do you think I'm healthy enough for intercourse? And his wife was like, don't do it for me.
Hey, Warners, welcome to Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the podcast that makes everything sexy again.
I'm Gina Tremarco, sales trainer and consultant at Pivot 10 Results and founder of Carolina Improv Company, the number one nightlife attraction in Myrtle Beach, according to TripAdvisor.
And I'm Rachel Pitts, mommy, wifey, and realtor turned loan officer with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. And today we are live with Dr. Jim Turek of Dermavogue.
Woohoo! This was a fun episode to do with Dr. Jim because, for one, we got to be together. Even though we live in the same town, we don't seem to ever be together in the same room. So that was cool. But Dr. Turek's a cool dude.
Yeah, he keeps us even more beautiful than we are. He's incredibly intelligent, and he has that doctor personality where you can ask him about any body part and he will just not be fazed.
Warners, you're gonna see what we're talking about when you listen, because he will openly talk about anatomy with a straight face.
Not fazed at all.
And you're like, oh, did he just say that? Yeah, he did just say that. We'll leave the mystery for you to figure that out. Listen in. A couple things about Jim, and then we're gonna get started with this episode. Jim Turek, MD. He is known in Myrtle Beach for his extensive experience in family medicine, urgent care, occupational medicine, allergy, and office dermatology. I will say he is my general practitioner, so he's my regular doc that I see, as well as my face doc to make me look beautiful. He hails as an honor graduate from the University of Michigan. He attended F.E. Herbert School of Medicine in Washington, D.C., on an Air Force scholarship, which was super cool. Thanks to him for his service. Next, he received internal medicine at Wilford Hall AFB Air Force Base Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. In 1988, Dr. Turek was stationed at Myrtle Beach Air Force Base in the ER, where he received multiple clinical promotions over the next 4 years. After returning from the Gulf War as a decorated flight surgeon, he finished his military duties at the Aerospace Medicine Consultation Service in San Antonio, Texas. Upon completion of his Air Force commitment, Dr. Turek moved back to the Surfside Beach area with his wife and 3 children for permanent residence. He is also a new granddad, and he took classes at Carolina Improv. How cool is that? He is an interesting, diverse dude.
Very impressive man, and also has just the perfect personality if you are looking for a general practitioner in our area.
He's really awesome. He's helped me with some issues where other specialists wouldn't even look into it. He goes the extra mile.
Yeah, and a lot of times, and I can speak from experience of being involved with lots and lots of doctors due to my own personal conditions, that certain doctors don't make you feel, they just sort of make you feel like the next file. And he definitely does not have that type of bedside manner.
Yeah. So enjoy this episode. We really kind of go over some of the mystifying thoughts about different ways to enhance your beauty and health. But really think about your health and how that's going to make a difference. So enjoy this episode with Dr. Jim Turek. Dr. Turek, welcome to the Women Your Mother Warned You About.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Super glad to be here. Can I tell my story?
Yeah.
So, Dr. Turek, the last time I came to see Dr. Turek here to have a little bit of work done, I normally don't bruise, but I got a little bruise over here by my eye, a very small one. And I was in Walmart with my husband, and the lighting is very harsh in Walmart, of course, up in Walmart's. And he's like, you have a bruise on your eye. Oh, babe, what did I do? Because sometimes in the night, he like flails around a little bit in his sleep. And I didn't answer. I just kind of had the deer in the headlights, like, pause, quiet, and he just went, "Oh, babe," and hugged me, and then off we went because he was concerned about deer corn and some other items that we needed for hunting.
So you let him think it was his fault?
I didn't lead him to believe one way or another.
He can believe what he wants.
That's right. So then I told my girlfriend, some girlfriends that evening, what had happened, and they were like, "Oh, you have to come clean and tell them." So then I did it the next day at lunch. I said, "Babe, that was just a little bit of Botox." And he's like, "Oh, good. Oh, phew." He did. He thought he had like elbowed me in the night. Not too long, but it was funny.
I love that when you walked in today that you started asking about, what were you asking about?
Do I need a touch up? Because I look in the mirror and see when I see like expression lines. Because now that I've had a little bit done.
Now that you've had a taste.
I've had a taste of the Botox needle. Now I look at and see any wrinkle and I'm like, "Oh, I better go back." So, and I, of course, I'm the woman who was like, "I'll never do that. My face will melt off." And now I'm like, "Should I get a little more before I leave today?"
Exactly. Botox is a gateway drug in Dermavogue. So.
Love it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I used to also say the same thing. Like, I would never do that. I'm scared of it. And then I'm like, "Well, what is this? Tell me about it." I think part of it, too, is like feeling safe with the person who's going to do it, as in Dr. Turek.
22 years of experience. Gosh. I tell people we were doing Botox before it was approved. So we were.
Were you really?
Yeah, 1998. Yeah.
And it wasn't approved yet?
It was approved for muscle spasms and things like that, but not for facial expression lines. It had just come out, a group of doctors in Canada had tried it out for facial expression, and everybody was like, "Oh, we got to try that."
And now I think there's a lot more people out there that use it than would like to admit. And I didn't really admit, like, to my husband that I was doing it until, you know, I'll admit it to people if they ask me, but I don't, you know, advertise it except for, I guess, right now. But I definitely wish that I had done it sooner or tried it sooner, for sure.
And I think the other thing is people are afraid of the pain involved.
Yeah, and it's the smallest needle they make. It's like a 32-gauge needle, and it's just really, really quick. I think the Botox, because of the way it's mixed, and it's a toxin, and it's mixed in saline, sometimes it hurts even more than wrinkle fillers, but it's just a little flash in time.
It's a pinch. And I grew up terrified of needles.
Yeah, I'm over the needle fear, for sure.
I will say that if you can... Well, to me, Botox doesn't hurt now, but lip injections, different story.
Lip injections, we use a cannula, which makes it a lot easier, but we can also do a dental block.
Yeah.
Where we can just block your whole lip area.
And I think we did that the first time, so I'm a testament to, like, but everyone's different too, right? Everyone's different to their level of pain. And I'm not saying it's atrocious pain, but I'm like, oh, Botox doesn't have any pain compared to, I mean, that in the lips, it's a little more, but you did numb it super well. And I think there's also false notions around that too. Because of course, before I came in to do it, I read every article I could about it because, you know, I'm a doctor online. So
sure.
I don't really do that much research. My research is like Facebook friends research.
Well, I did my research on it, and there was all this research about, oh, your lips are going to blow up, and don't go out for a day, and it could take 3 days. And I literally scheduled it in a way so that my husband wouldn't be around because I didn't want him to see it and question it. But I had no blow up. I mean, it was normal.
Yeah, you know, the cannula is a blunt tip. When you use needles to inject the lips, then what happens is the tip of the needle kind of cuts through a lot of tissue, and you get a lot of bleeding under there, and it's the blood that really blows the lip up. Not the filler blows it up a little bit, but
yeah.
It's the blood that really, your body reacts to the blood, and that's what people get huge, you know, mm-hmm. bangy lips.
So you just mentioned, and I also mentioned earlier, the fear of women having their husbands find out that they're doing this. So I wonder what that is all about. Like, is it just that we want them to think, well, I think my justification is I just didn't want them to think I needed to enhance my beauty anymore. Or like our women, do you get that a lot? That women are afraid their husband's going to find out they're spending money on it, or that they're doing it at all, or it's like a big secret. Like,
yeah, we take a credit called Care Credit here. And so we have ladies that have an account for their husband and themselves, and the husband thinks that they're buying medicine with it or something. They're just draining two accounts to get their face done.
Brilliant. I pay for mine myself, but I think it was more like, for me, it was more like a funny game because obviously he doesn't care. He's like, whatever. But because he, bless his heart, he tells me I'm beautiful all the time, even when I'm like, what? He just is smart like that. But it was more like a game of like, let's see if he ever, how long it takes for him to notice. Guys don't always notice those kind of things.
Well, I was able to hide it for a pretty long time until he found a receipt in the garbage can. Why he was looking in the garbage can, I don't know. But he found the receipt for it. And it was actually just a touch up. So it wasn't even that much. I was like,
he might have been looking to make sure he had covered up his receipt for whatever he had bought down there in the trash can.
Yeah, he was tucking it in.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, and he doesn't know about my lips at all. So,
well, if he listens to this, he might, but
he doesn't. So.
One really interesting, when we spoke with Dr. Turek the last time, I had no idea the back history of the military background and that you have as a doctor and surgeon. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I got here at the base initially, Myrtle Beach Air Force Base, and I was the head of the ER, and then actually the head of the clinics there for a while. And then the Gulf War came along and they said, hey, guess what? You're a flight surgeon. So I'm like, okay. So we went to the Gulf War, and then we came back. They closed it up, and I owed a couple more years. And so I was a aerospace medicine consultant down in Texas with the Air Force for 2 years. And then came back here after my time was up just to start practice again. And pretty much I was in practice for 2 years when I started Dermavogue and started doing everything we're doing down there now.
And what prompted you to branch out into doing Dermavogue?
I always wanted to do a lot of dermatology, and I felt like this was a way to get into it. And no one else was doing it around here. There was nobody else doing it. There was a guy in North Myrtle Beach that had a CO2 laser, and then nobody else. And it's funny, I was in the wine tasting group with a lot of the dermatologists here, and I was telling them the machine I was getting and what I was getting into, and they go, No, we're not into that stuff. We're just not going to do it. And so then, after I get started up, they buy like $1 million worth of machines. Oh my god!
But you're the trailblazer. So I think from a business perspective, you know, you seem like the risk taker that led the way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ways you can really blow a lot of money on lasers and stuff like that. It's really not. It's about getting the right technology. Our whole thing has been like no downtime procedures, and so that's mainly what we do. If it's any downtime, it may be maybe 2 or 3 days if you get a real deep peel. But as far as like a week or 2 weeks downtime with a big CO2 resurfacing or.
And tell us what that is. What is the CO2?
CO2 is a laser that ablates the outer layer of the skin. And you can go pretty deep with the CO2 laser. You can almost go down. You go down to what's called the reticular dermis, where there's bleeding. And then what happens is it really takes care of everything on your face and makes your pores smaller. It gets rid of any dark spots. It gets rid of any sun spots and any wrinkles, too. There's a lot of downtime.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, that's about a 7 to 10 day downtime.
Okay.
And then the next 30 days, you may get what they call a post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which means you'll get dark spots on your face. They go away eventually, but it could take up to 6 months. And so something like that, you can't hide from your husband.
Unless you leave him for a while.
Peel our whole face off to look beautiful, basically.
That's interesting.
Still sounds like fun. I could have some downtime.
Yeah, the downtime part would be good.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
But now we can kind of get the same results as the CO2 with a lot of the stuff we have here. We have a new machine called the Secret RF. It's microneedling with an electrical charge to it that goes into the dermis, and it stimulates tissue, contracts the pores, And usually what we do with that to stimulate collagen growth is we do something called platelet-rich plasma. So we take your own blood, we spin it down, and the growth factors that are in the top layer of the tube, we put that over your face after we do the platelet-rich plasma. Some people, like the Kardashians, had something similar they called the vampire facial, but it's similar.
The vampire facial. I've never heard of that.
Take your own blood. Interesting. Tell what other services do you offer that everybody needs to know the most about?
We do intense pulse light, which is a light treatment that gets rid of spots, facial veins, and things like that. We do have a resurfacing laser. It's a superficial resurfacing laser called erbium that does something called the arctic peel, which only goes down like 10 or 20 microns, which is real thin, but it just gives you a refreshed look, and that one only has a couple days of downtime. And we do all the wrinkle fillers that there are. There's Restylane, we do Juvederm, we do Sculptra, which is a volumizing filler for people that have big hollows in their face. And then we also do Bellafill, which is a 5-year plus wrinkle filler.
Ooh. So you get it, like, and then you don't have to get it again for 5 years?
Right. Well, no, the thing that makes people look older is you have fat pads on your face, and symmetrically you lose fat about 2 teaspoons to a tablespoon a year after the age of 30. So what happens is people get hollows in their temples, under their eyes, by their chin here, and then right along your nose. And so those are not just from aging, they're from losing fat. So if you can put volume in there, then you can look a lot younger.
Is that because you did that to me? Well, there was a day where you poked my cheeks. That didn't sound right, but but I was coming in for something, but yeah. You gave me a little special something in my cheeks. What was that?
I poked your cheeks on both sides. But the, so that was Sculptra.
That's what that was. Okay.
Yeah, and that's a great filler to if you need some volume, because it's in a vial. You get about 9 cc's, whereas in the Restylane and Juvederm, you get 1 cc for around the same price. The Sculptra, it lasts about 18 months too, so it's a good long-lasting filler, whereas the other stuff lasts about a year plus.
Well, I remember after getting it, there was someone who literally looked at me and said, "What is, something's different about your face." I'm like, "I don't know." I had a touch-up on my Botox that day, but then I got that, and that you could, like, it's so little, but it made a difference that, like, my cheeks popped back out.
Yeah. So that's we always try to say everyone will notice, but no one will know.
Yeah. People definitely notice. So that's kind of a.
Yep. I know people notice on me. They don't, and exactly, they don't know. They just notice that something, that you look fabulous. And that's the thing. Like, I don't think I look that much different, but there's a fabulous factor.
Yeah. What advice would you give anybody who would come and use your services if they have apprehensions, or what advice do you have on how to pick? Because we have listeners all over the world. What advice would you give them for how to pick the right place to go?
Well, I think first you want someone with a lot of experience. That really helps a lot, that they can analyze your face and help you decide what things you want to get done, because you can do volumization with the fillers, we can do surface treatments, and we can get rid of veins and spots and things like that. So everybody has their own worst area that they don't like. Some people might like a mole they have, and some people say, "Well, I'm kind of sinking in here or here," and so start there. And I always tell people too, even though we have a lot of things that can, like the almost permanent filler Bellafill, I really don't let people start with that, because if you get it done and you don't like it, then there's not much we can do about it. The other fillers have what we call an eraser. There's an enzyme we can put in there to dissolve it. So if you have a bad experience, or you have you say, I like the way I look before, I don't like this full look, then we can just dissolve it. It's easy as that.
So they should really do their homework before they go somewhere, and then make sure that where they're going, there's plenty of experience.
Yes. Yes.
This is where we are in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, sometimes could be a little bit behind in the times. And I feel like you're ahead of the times. But still, from a business perspective, how were you able to get people to adopt it in an area where maybe people are slow to adopt?
Well, initially what we would do is we would give something away for free. One of our things that we did was the ValPak, where we said you can come in for a free kind of an express microdermabrasion, which is kind of like a removing the exfoliating your skin, or a free glycolic acid peel. They call it a peel, but you don't really peel with it. It just gives you a freshened look. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is when the dermal girls get them for this free treatment, they talk to them about other things they're interested in. And once they get a comfort with the place, then they start off with like Botox, and then they go from there. So they'll start with Botox and then progress from there. So we got to first get their trust, and then we can get their business.
Yeah. I think, again, the Botox is the gateway drug, right?
It sure is.
And the freebie, if you don't know what a ValPak is out there, it's basically a mailer that is they have a really high success rate of people opening those up and checking them out and coming in with their coupon of like, I'm going to get my free thing. And then they see all this stuff that's here.
Give it a try. I would really like to talk about BioT.
Okay.
Because now I'm a subscriber. Is that what I am now? Now I'm a user of BioT. And I think this is an important conversation because, let's face it, we're women. Well, you're not, but we are. And, well, men can use BioT as well, right? Because we have these hormonal imbalances. But as women going through perimenopause and menopause, right? And I've been having fun with that, switching back and forth between the two. Wish it would make up its mind. It's a reality. Kind of like our period show. Some people didn't want to talk about the period, having periods.
Who didn't want to talk about it, Gina?
I did not want to talk about it.
It's a sketchy subject.
But
moving right along to another sketchy subject.
I think menopause is also a sketchy subject that people don't want to talk about. And it's a reality. Once you start dealing with it, it is real. Being tired, the mood swing, it is for real shit. It is. Enter BioT.
BioT can help, because what we try to do is we try to replace, at least for women, your hormone levels back to when you were about 35 or so, 30, 35. And same with men. Men, don't, of course, they don't get the estrogen and progesterone. They just get the testosterone. But we try to replace them to when they were about 35 as well. And so when you get to those levels again, it seems to give people all sorts of energy. They get better sleep. Their thinking is clearer. Mm-hmm. It really makes a huge, huge difference.
Huge. I'm at the time of this recording, I think I'm exactly two weeks in, and I feel a huge difference. Gosh, I should have done this sooner.
Mm. What's the biggest thing that you notice?
My mood. Like, I'm not swinging like I was before. Like, I could cry if a leaf hit the ground and I was feeling bad for it. Like, I could cry at anything, and now I'm like, it just went away. I can't really explain it. And the energy, and I'm coming out of the fog, because I have had foggy brain and I couldn't understand what was going on with that. So overall, like, the energy, the mood, I feel like a different person.
Yeah, we get that a lot. A lot of people, their sleep really corrects a lot, and they get into a deeper sleep, have no trouble sleeping. And they just feel like more motivated to do things. Like, when they were like, "Oh, I want to go to the gym again." And now they're like, "Yeah, I'm hitting the gym."
Yeah, there's definitely that kind of motivational thing. This is gonna sound, I wake up, this is weird. I wake up joyful, no, seriously. Like, sometimes you're like, "Oh, I'm really tired." I'm waking up like, "Woo, let's go."
That's before coffee too, isn't it?
That's before coffee.
That's how everybody should wake up.
I don't know. Chemically, I feel like there is a difference.
Well, and tell us about, just for the guys too, like, can guys utilize it? Because I know somebody who sleeps a whole lot harder than me, and sleeps a lot more than me, and does a lot less than me, and is always more tired than me.
And that can be a lot of different things. I mean, if someone, if they have a little extra weight on them, they may have sleep apnea. They never really get in a deep sleep. If they're snorers, that type of thing. But the testosterone definitely will help a lot with the energy, because usually after the youngest person I've seen that needed BioT was about 35, and his reason why he needed it is he played college sports, and he did some steroids during college, and that kind of burns you out a little bit.
Yeah.
But we see people all the time, in the 40s and 50s, and they just keep coming back.
I need to ask this because we are the women your mother warned you about. So, can Bio-T for men replace Viagra?
A lot of times it can, because if Viagra is not working, you may be low on testosterone. You need really, for Viagra to work, you need testosterone. So if the Viagra is not working, you should get your testosterone checked. And also the dorsal artery of the penis is about an eighth of an inch thick. And so even though you, at the age of 50 and 60, people have heart blockages, you can get blockages, so to speak, down there too. And that might be a problem. Indication, I've had a couple people that have had ED and they actually had heart problems. They were clogged up. So that's another thing. And an older person, you can say, well, you're experiencing this or this, any shortness of breath when you walk fast or anything like that. And so we've had people with ED that really had heart disease too.
Isn't that interesting?
You know what the most interesting thing to me is? If you talk to any other guy that's not a doctor about a penis, they're gonna they're gonna balk a little bit. You take a doctor like Dr. Turek, he just takes a deep breath and just goes into clinical because
that's what it's about.
It is, and there. Yeah. I mean, guys think that it's. I think that men generally will jump to the fact that it has something to do with their masculinity and who they are as a person because they're having some kind of dysfunction in that important area. But usually it boils down to something with the hormones, and that's fixable or at least addressable.
Sure. And you can usually find out the cause too. If someone's been a heavy smoker for 30, 40 years, they're going to have atherosclerosis there, and they're going to have issues, and they might need to see a urologist and have a surgical procedure or do injections.
Or at least that it's fixable, that it's not something to like brush aside and then feel less than because of it.
Well, I think some men do, like, they don't want to address it and they feel bad about it. Then they don't want to talk about it at all. So they just avoid. And then that contributes to like the downfall of a marriage or the downfall of a relationship, because there's those conversations they're not having. And it's probably the same for women too, because there are women who go into menopause who are like, don't touch me. Not me, but this is what I
One of my first patients, when Viagra came out, they would say, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for intercourse. And this one guy, he was in his 70s, and he says, Dr. Turek, do you think I'm healthy enough for intercourse? And his wife was like, don't do it for me. That's what I tell the guy that says, I'm going to give all these Viagras to your wife. They seem to last longer that way.
So how does Bio-T work if someone wanted to do that?
Okay, so with Bio-T, the hormones are made in a central compounding pharmacy. They're pure hormone, and they have a little bit of a binder in it called stearic acid that's very safe for the body. And so what we do is usually it's in the buttock cheek, or sometimes in people that carry a lot of, like, a tool belt, or police officers will do it in their abdomen too. And so we make a little slit, and we have like a little hollow tube that we put in there, and then we just push the hormone pellet in there. No stitches are involved. We just put a steri strip on there or a butterfly bandage, and it just cover it up. For women, it's a lot easier. Usually women have like two or three small pellets. Usually men will have like, 8 to 12 pellets.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot of pellets.
How many pellets did I have?
You had two.
Okay. And what's the difference in the number of pellets you get?
Well, the usual women's dose of the testosterone is 125 milligrams up to 175. So we just put all your information into the Bio-T algorithm, and it tells what dose to put in.
Okay.
And so, and that's a usual woman's dose, 125 to 175. And men usually will get between 800 and 1200 milligrams.
So what you're saying is I needed a little extra testosterone.
A little extra. Yeah, yours was, I think, if you don't mind me telling
people. I'm putting it out there now.
Bio-T, the lab goal says, 70 is good. The Bio-T goal is to get people at 250, and you were less than 3.
What? Dang. So, I mean, and I wanted him to explain it because to get people past that too, there's stigma around, I think, hormone replacement. There are some people like, ooh, and I did do all my homework on Bio-T. It's not synthetic like the others, correct? Am I
correct,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that right on Google. So I want people to realize that what that process is, and you have it for 3 or 4 months, but I'm happy I wasn't looking while you were doing it because I didn't realize it was a slit and a tube, and I'm like happy I did not know that. but he numbs you, and then probably the only thing that hurt was the numbing, right?
Right. That's
the needle
that's
for the numbing.
Worst of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you don't feel anything at all. And then you just have the anxiety over how long is this going to be? What's he doing back there? What's he doing back there? Kind of like the first time you do Botox. You're like, you don't know what you don't know. And then you have a little bit of soreness for a while from that. And then it goes away and then your energy's.
And you get a pass from exercising for 3 days.
Ah.
Yes, you cannot squat. Dr. Turk says, no squatting for 3 days. I'm like, I think I can do that.
Excellent. But I think some of the stigma and the fear probably that revolves around any type of hormone replacement or addressing those hormones is messing around with the human environment. But people forget how much we mess around with our environment, so much with like smoking and drinking gross, you know, whatever you're drinking, like
sugar,
Mountain Dew, sugar intake, you know,
sugar's a big killer.
All the stress, all the things that we put on ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I really think stress will kill you as quick as anything else, really.
Yep.
And people tend to feel less stress, you know, with the Bio-T too. Their yeah. stress levels tends to go down yeah. a bit. Now, one thing people do ask me about it with the men is, does the testosterone, does it cause prostate cancer? No, it doesn't. One of the breakdown products of testosterone can cause enlargement, but that we measure mm-hmm. for that, and that can be blocked. And one of the other breakdown products of testosterone is estrogen, so we can block that too, so they don't get the dreaded man boobs. So. That happens once in a while. So
the shredded man boobs.
Yes. You don't want those if you're a man.
And if you're a woman, you don't want him to have them.
Right. And with women, you know, we make sure that their health maintenance is up to date, that they've had a mammogram and everything, because the estrogen doesn't cause any breast cancer, but, you know, it can act as a vitamin if you already have, you know, cancer to mm-hmm. start. So we make sure everybody's up to date on that.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of studies on the testosterone and breast cancer that they did with these testosterone pellets. A woman had like a huge breast tumor, and they put 4 testosterone pellets around it, and it shrunk up till they could take it out. So it was really kind of
wow.
interesting stuff they're doing.
That's really interesting.
So it's better to have a little higher than a lower testosterone if you're otherwise healthy.
Well, maybe would it explain my mood swings having such low testosterone? I mean, I know I'm a woman, I don't need as much, but is that part of the problem?
It all adds in together, yeah. I mean, the hormone levels, the stress, all that. I mean, you're going everywhere. You're in Chicago, here, there, Dallas.
Well, yeah, I'm on the road a lot, and that in itself is stress, right? And then you add just life into it, and it's stress.
Stress can stress you out, and people really underestimate how much stress they're putting on themselves all day long. And allowing the media to stress them and allowing just little stuff, like things that really humans shouldn't be worrying about, we place ourselves under stress over it, and then it compounds into major problems.
I think I'm not a doctor, but I'll let the doctor talk about it. But I think it contributes to so much, but from heart disease to autoimmune disease. Like,
yeah, that and you know, the big touch word on disease now is inflammation. Like inflammation causes a lot of things.
Yeah.
It causes your cells to change. The best thing, there's a lady, Rhonda Patrick, that they promote intermittent fasting because it promotes autophagy, which is your body getting rid of the older cells and without them changing into something bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's your recommendation on intermittent fasting? I know people have different schools of thought on it.
I do it a couple days a week. I don't do it every day because sometimes I just wake up hungry. But what I try to do is from 8 p.m. until 10 a.m. the next day is don't have anything to eat. I'll have coffee with just some fake sugar in it, but nothing substantial till then. And so my goal is to eventually go from 8 p.m. to noon. And you need to do it at least for 12 hours to get any real benefit out of it. So mm-hmm. if you just don't eat from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., which is doable for most people, I mean,
because
you're either
doable.
Sleeping or getting ready for the day,
yeah.
You're going to get some benefits. So,
what are the benefits of it?
The benefits are you'll get more energy, it'll help you maintain weight or lose weight, actually, and it promotes the autophagy, where your body gets rid of the old senescent cells, and then in mice models, mice live 30% longer if they feed them a third less food.
Speaking of weight loss, BioT also does that, and I have not gotten on a scale, but I feel it in my pants. Like, I can feel they're bigger.
Yeah, your face doesn't look as puffy to me. I mean, it seems like
less fine also helps the puffiness.
The bags are gone.
My face is less puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
fantastic! Way to go, BioT.
Well, I'll recommend to Dr. Turek, because you're doing the intermittent fasting, and I'm so huge into the Bulletproof Coffee and the book Game Changers. And you got to read it, because he gets into that intermittent fasting bit.
And
that
nootropics
is why, and the nootropics for sure. And he gets into why he promotes Bulletproof Coffee and putting butter in your coffee, and how it creates that fourth state of water that encourages brain cell production. It's very interesting. You would like it. Get it on an audiobook. I've listened to it at least 4 or 5 times, and now I just bought the book so I can mark it up.
Yeah, I bought the book too after listening to it.
So
it's not like the Game Changers on Netflix. It promotes a meatless diet, or
no? He's what's the author? Game Changers.
Dave Asprey.
Yep. You should definitely look it up, and all the listeners too. There's just he touches on every aspect of how to hack your life, like how to improve productivity and better sleep, and you know, he touches on all that stuff. But if you're doing intermittent fasting already, you might shift into that Bulletproof Coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Sure.
Even more enhanced.
That book's divided into like 3 main themes: food, fear, and
the third F. Propagating the species.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of the overall theme of how he breaks it down. And he interviewed over 450 people between doctors and all kinds of experts. And
worth it.
Okay. Especially the sex stuff.
Well, and he does break down a lot of the medical things of why, like what you were talking about, why things aren't working for people. And stress is a big one. Such a big
one. Now, who else I'm following is a guy from Harvard. A researcher's name is David Sinclair. Hmm. I don't know if you've seen any of his stuff, but he did some mice models with to live longer. And what he found is 3 things seem to help them live or be younger. Actually, he reversed aging in these mice. It was he used 3 things. He used resveratrol, which is the active ingredient in red wine. But unfortunately, you'd have to drink like 100 bottles a day to get the resveratrol you need from 1,000 milligrams a day. He also liked this. There's if you remember way back in high school, the Krebs cycle, you had this NAD coming off. That's your energy in your cell. Well, if you take nicotinamide riboside with the resveratrol, what it does is it props up your cells, gives you more energy, and makes your mitochondria young again. So he does that, and he pairs it with, he gets a prescription for metformin, which is usually a diabetic medicine, but a lot of people that are trying to juice their system somehow as far as to be younger, feel better, they take this metformin, and what happens is it helps you use your own sugar better, so your sugar levels are lower. It never bottoms them out, and there's been some evidence that it decreases the rate of GI-related cancers, so it's a cancer prevention as well as it regulates your sugar, and usually people lose like 3 to 5 pounds on it too. So.
Is this an actual medication?
The metformin is, yeah, metformin. That's a prescription. The other two you can buy at probably, you know, a vitamin store or whatnot. They probably don't have the NAD at like Walmart yet, but it's available on Amazon, definitely.
Oh, nice. Okay, what were those called again?
That was resveratrol, resveratrol, nicotinamide riboside, NAD, and then metformin.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta dig into all the Bulletproof stuff.
Okay. Because
Dave Asprey's first book is it's very scientific, and it's a heavier read because he talks all about mitochondria and mitochondrial health and all that. The second Game Changers book is more the second book, Game Changers.
Oh, okay.
it's basically the same material, but it's a little more digestible for the consumer to understand.
Oh, sure.
It's simpler. And now he's got his third book, or his next book that just came out. I don't know the name of it, but it's all about living forever. And I bet you he's got some of that research.
I'll bet he does, yeah.
Yeah, because his goal is to live to like 180. So he's just been hacking every single thing that he could to see how he could lengthen life. So I'm sure it would be interesting if you're into that stuff right now.
There's something else. I can't remember what it is that you offer, because I was like, ooh, that could be my next gate. That could be my next drug. Something about the fat in the middle of your waist, or there's something on getting rid of. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's Kybella. Yeah, that's an injection. And it is currently right now indicated for under the chin fat.
Yeah.
And so you inject it there. Initially, it makes you kind of look like a bullfrog because you get swelling and your body's throwing cells in there to try to, you know, to chew up the fat. But what it is it directly kills the fat. And so these people have found other uses for it, like the fat here by the side of the bra line. Some people, in big volumes, you can do the abdomen in some people. And just anywhere there's extra fat, you can just dissolve it.
And so the fat goes away?
Fat goes away, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it kills the cells.
It just goes away.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between that and liposuction?
Well, liposuction, it does a higher volume. This is a little more subtle. So to get a abdomen done, you need to get a whole lot of it. And okay. Currently, I mean, this guy that does these big areas, he gets stuff for free from the company because they want to get additional indications. Mm-hmm. But like... area here, that wouldn't be that hard to do.
Where your bra strap is, yeah. I'd like to get rid of that.
And under the chin, usually it takes just really takes a couple cc's for that. And it really kind of strengthens the jawline and everything. So it really is a kind of a good bang for the buck, really.
So what else should
my money, please?
Yeah, what else should we be considering? I mean, we're almost perfect, but if you were to recommend anything else to put on the list.
Gosh. Well, there's also, everybody wants longer lashes, and is Latisse we have. And that's available other places, too. It was originally developed for glaucoma, and they were finding the people, the stuff was dripping down their face here, and they were growing hair in their tear troughs. And like, hey, we're onto something here. And so now you apply it to the lashes, and you can really get thick and longer lashes really in a couple weeks, really.
Oh, I want that. Can I put that on my Christmas list?
She's got a heavy shopping cart over here.
Well, I'm putting on the fake lashes. I don't know if you saw, I posted on this. I put on lashes. I was emceeing an event, an awards dinner, and I'm putting the lashes on. And somehow the glue.
Oh, gosh.
The glue got on the. You know, around the sink, and I was in my formal dress, which was burgundy. And next thing you know, I back up, and in the mirror, I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Like a something about Mary moment.
It was something. People make comments about the blue dress as a Monica Lewinsky.
Blue dress. Oh.
So. No, this is true. I wanted to call you in the worst way, Rachel, because Rachel tried to teach me how to do this. So I was so proud because I got and I'm like, and then there was the glue, and I'm like, and I'm literally, I gotta go, and the glue is on there, and I don't know how to get it off. Then I take a wet rag, not a good idea on glue, and then I solidified the glue and smeared the glue, and then I had to call the front desk because I was staying in a hotel, and I'm like, it's gonna be a crazy request. And he's like, I probably not. I've heard everything. I'm like, do you have Goo Be Gone?
Which would have made the problem worse. Okay, quick tip. Put your makeup on naked or in your underpanties and bra, and then put everything on later. And you'll not have this problem. Shame on you. Shame.
This was my tip that I posted on Facebook. Get dressed last.
Amen.
Get dressed last. Yeah.
Be naked the whole time you're getting ready. Here's the other thing. All of this was going on, and I had my contacts in, and so that's impossible to actually see putting lashes on if you're older and you need readers. So I had to take my contact.
Solution goes to Dr. Turek for lash.
Lash
go ahead and forget all these problems.
I never want that to happen again, because then I was late. And then I told the photographer, who ends up being a friend of mine, what happened.
And then it became the running joke. And I actually opened the award ceremony telling that story. And the reason why...
You could do a Monica Lewinsky impersonation.
I could. But I opened the ceremony. I opened the awards dinner with this story because I had to buy time because they were running late on getting the food out. But I told the story from my customer service perspective because the employees of that hotel, which this company actually owns, they were so amazing because I had to give kudos and props. I'm like, they had Gooby gone. I can't believe it. And then the guy's like, do you want to come down and get it? I'm like, no. Can you have someone bring it to me? And like, they were so... They were so excellent at customer service. So, anyway, go see Dr. Turek or someone in your area that
solve that problem.
Get Latisse. There we have it. So we're good. I mean, do we need anything else?
I think that's good. Yeah, that kind of explains everything we do here.
Okay, so that's good. Awesome. Probably one other question that would probably concern people is how expensive things are. And let's be real, it's not cheap. It's not cheap to do some of these things. So what if you really want to do it and can't afford it? Because here's reality. Anybody who's still out there working or is in business, you need more energy. People do judge you on how you look. Some of these things are going to help you be more productive in your business or your job, but how do they afford it?
Yeah, now we do take care credit. You know, the cost for the BioT for women is $400. It lasts about 4 months. They say it's about the price of a good Starbucks coffee every day, basically. And for men, it lasts a little longer, 5 to 6 months, and it's $700. So it's about the same, really, as far as it lasting that long. For the other stuff, the companies are always coming out with stuff that's a little bit less expensive. There's another Botox called Juvo out there that we're getting in, and it's a little bit less. It's supposed to last just as long. We call it Nutox, but we'll see if it's as good. So we're testing that right now.
Do you need testers?
We might.
I mean, if you need testers, we can volunteer to do that.
And then with the fillers, like a lot of times around Christmas, a really good filler is called Radies. Instead of getting 1 cc in a vial, you get 1.8. And so the company gives us a buy one, get one around Christmas time. So we send that out in our Thanksgiving meal for people. So then you can get the volume you need for really half price.
Oh, I'm due. I think I'm due. Am I due? Look at me.
Maybe. Need, want.
Two, that's good.
There's something else I wanted to say, and now I can't remember.
Yeah, literally, you guys, that's a great analogy of if you're spending, I mean, I don't get Starbucks much anymore because I'm into the bulletproof coffee thing, but I got a Starbucks today because I was out and about, and my drink was $6. $6. So if you really, you know, money likes direction, so if you want to invest in improving what your, you know, how you feel about your appearance, because I'm sure your appearance is great. If you'd like to enhance it, then it really, you're just changing where you're putting a direction of your money. When I go and do my Botox, it's, you know, a couple $100, but so worth it, and how I feel about myself when I look in the mirror. And how you feel about yourself is important, even if you are already fat.
Mm-hmm. The other thing to take into consideration, I think, especially with the BioT, remember I do all my research on Google, some people get misdiagnosed with, from what I read, you're going to verify this, some women get misdiagnosed with depression and then get put on antidepressants when there could be possibly a hormone thing. What do you think of that?
I that happens a lot. I mean, it can be a real mood elevator for a lot of women. So I think it's exactly, or they diagnose them with fibromyalgia and they really, you know, they just are, they're hormone depleted.
Mm-hmm. So it's something to take into consideration because it really did make a difference for me when we did that.
For sure. You can't hurt to get your blood work done and see if that's a problem before playing around with antidepressants that sometimes don't go well for people that I've heard. Sometimes certain antidepressants don't really go so well.
Yeah. So for something that averages $100 a month, it might, you have to think of that perspective. What's that $100 a month going to do for me to be more profitable in my business? That's my justification. Yeah.
I have more energy, sure.
Yeah. I feel that way about how I look, too. My Botox, my lips, my... What's in my cheek?
Sculptra.
Sculptra. And I don't mean my other cheek. And that cheek is biotin. Well, I think this is great information. Thank you for taking the time to share it with us. We usually, at the end of every podcast, we say, thank you, Dermavogue, for making us prettier than we already are. So thank you, Dr. Turek.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making us pretty and educating our listeners about all the fabulous things they could do.
Great.
Thanks to Dr. Jim Turek for being on our show today. To learn more about Dermavogue services, visit dermavogue.com. You can also find their web link on our website at womenyourmotherwarnsyouabout.com. And hey, you might not live in our area. I mean, a lot of you are all over the world, but you might want to go to dermavogue.com anyway to get educated about these services that we talked about today that will keeps us looking good and feeling good and could make a difference in your life. Thanks to all of our Warners for listening today to this episode. To connect with me directly, you can visit our website, womenyourmotherwarnsyouabout.com or ginatremarco.com, and you will find me either one of those places. Same with Keith Walters. You can find him on our website as well. And I know Rachel has a special places you can reach
to
her.
To find me, Rachel Fitz, you can find me all over social media as Rachel on Real Estate, or you can find my direct contact information at rachelmtg.com. You can find all our social media links and free downloads on our website, womenyourmotherwarnsyouabout.com. And if you click on the subscribe button, you'll get connected to iTunes, where you can give us that rating and review that we are so grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And remember, for the best relationships, keep it real, raw, relevant, and...
a little irreverence doesn't hurt either.
Bye, Warners.
This really will get serious soon.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I don't think anybody wants it to be serious.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.